Okay, good to welcome everybody. This morning's Leining Parshas Hayisara, the very end of the story, when Rivka finally leaves her home to go back with the Eved Avram to Yitzchak. The pasuk says in the first source, Bereishis Perek Chav Dalet Pasuk Samach, Vayivarchus Rivka, they gave a bracha to Rivka, Vayomer Lo Achoseinu At Hayil Alfei Revova V'Yiraz Zaracho Zareich Eis Sharason Og. They gave a bracha to Rivka, and you should be like multiply many times over, and your descendants shall inherit the their enemies and so on. Bracha that they gave to Rivka. Rashi explained in the second source, and that pasuk lechazal pasuk samach at ayil alpei rova at bezarech tikabu also bracha shemel avram b'har maria. You and your descendants will be the one who inherit or receive the bracha that was given to Avram of harbo b'ezarech and so on. He also say also zerem. Mimeich below Miisacheres, right? So that Havtocha Tavam should come to your children, not to somebody else. And bracha, okay? They said goodbye and good luck, and they gave her a bracha. But Chazal have an interesting gloss that they learned from this pasuk. There's a Masechta called Maseches Kala. Maseches Kala is not from the regular Masechtas of Shas, not one of the 63 actual Masechtas. Maseches Kala is grouped in what we call the Masechtas Ketanos. So-called the minor Masechtas printed most editions of Shas at the end of Nezikin, at the Pirkei Avos, there are various Masechtas. One is Maseches Kala, and it's considered to be a Braisa. So it's authoritative. It's quoted, doesn't mean we pass always like that, but it's authoritative. So it says in Maseches Kala, Perek Kala, Malach Aleph, in Source 3, Kala below Brocha, Asura Labaila Kenida. Kala without the appropriate Brochas decided beforehand is still forbidden to husband like a woman's Anida. Ma Anida so Tabla. Asur Labaila, just like a woman who didn't go to the mikveh, Asur Labaila. Kala below Broch, Asur Labaila. Before the Broch was decided, the Kala is still prohibited from having relations and living as husband and wife with her chasam. Uminayin lebrichas chasanim in HaTorah. Where do we see it to put the Broch of chasanim called brichas chasanim? Shenemar, my Broch is just, lo and behold, the Sechas Kala quotes this Pasuk, even though the Pasuk in terms of Pasuk shot, he's talking about they gave Rivka a nice Broch, good luck, blessing. But we learn a halacha from here, according to this device of Maseches Kala. And after Maseches Kala, we have printed that same section, the back of Sefer Nezikin. It says there's Maseches Kala, there's Kala Rabosi. Kala Rabosi is, in effect, like the Gemara on those brises. So the beginning, again, it's Parakala Halacha, it says Kala Balabrocha, Sula Bala Kanish, Latov, etc., like we just read. Omar Rava, what Brocha are we talking about? Right? The statement simply reads Kala below Brocha. Which bracha? What bracha? What bracha are we talking about? So the answer in the second line of four, bircha siva, the seven blessings that we call the seven brachas, right? That's what it means. Below bircha erusin. The reference here is not the bircha erusin, okay? We know that the Jewish wedding consists of two stages. We have what's called the erusin or the kedushin, the same thing, which sometimes in English is translated as engagement, but that's not really an accurate translation in terms of the way we use the word engagement today in English. Today in English, when a couple decides they're going to get engaged, it doesn't have any halachic standing, just like it doesn't have any legal standing in American law either. It's nothing. It's simply an announcement to each other, commitment to each other, planning to get married, and then they're going to go to see a wedding hall and to speak to a photographer and a caterer and tell all their friends and so on and so forth and put on Facebook or whatever is normally done to announce or on whatever the different sites are now that announce marriages. So, or forthcoming marriages. While you connect, we'll send out a message. Everybody gets involved. But that's just an engagement. It doesn't mean anything, according to halacha. If they should decide to break up subsequent to that point, there's no gap. There's nothing. That's not the kiddush of the erusin. The kiddush of the erusin is, or the erusin, same thing, is when the chosen gives the kala, and then he just uses a ring. Doesn't have to be a ring. Could be something of value, coin of some sort. Could be or other thing of value. He gives it there in the presence of two witnesses to aid him, and he makes a certain declaration. And that's already the erusin. That's halachic engagement. It's more technically called betrothal. People use that word anyway, but the betrothal. At that point, she is now considered to be married to him partially, in the sense that she's now, if they should decide to break up after that, they'll require a get. But on the other hand, she still can't yet live with him as husband and wife until the second stage is the nisuin. The nisuin either means the chuppah or the chuppah process, which concludes with Yichud, other discussions about what exactly is Nisun. But in any event, those are the two steps. Our practice is we do both steps together at the same evening or the same afternoon, whatever the wedding is. We do the Erusin and Nisun in one shot. But there's a bracha that accompanies the Erusin called the Birchas Erusin. And there's a different a series of brachas, so-called seva brachas, that accompany. We're not talking about the seva brachas by benching, you know, and I'm talking about under the chuppah. Okay, so the Gemara here, this Bryson, Maseches Kala, and Source 4, Kala Rabosi, says that when this Bryson says in Source 3, Kala below Bracha, Sula Bala Kanida, based on the Postik and Arsedra, that there's such a thing called Kala that requires the Bracha. The Bracha referred to is not the Birchas Erison, but the Birchas Shivan. And that's the source number 4, Ezer Birchas Erison. What exactly is the text of Birchas Erison? So the Bryson spells out, more or less, pretty much the same text that we currently have today. And ends with Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Yisrael. Well, we say Mekadosh Amo Yisrael, the Chuppah B'Kiddushin. And the Sheva Brachas, what are the Sheva Brachas? It spells them out also. Again, the text isn't exactly word for word, but we have more or less the same thing. You have the Sheva Brachas, Bar Pei Hagafen, Shachol Baruch Lodo, Yotze Odom, Asher Yotze Metamo, etc. So Tosis, Sameach Tesamach, Asher Baruch Tosis. Again, there are differences in exact texts, but those are the Sheva Brachas we're referring to here. And then in Halacha Beis, in 4, it says, Uminayin Lebrichas Kalam in HaTorah. Where do we have such a concept that there is Birchas? It's a quote, our Pasuk, Shnevar by Baruchas Rivkas. So the Gemara there asks, the Gemara again on this bright, it's not the regular Shah, it's not the regular Gemara. When the Kala Brasi asks, Mid Rikos Barchur, what do you mean, the days of Rivkas, they made a Bracha, they took out a couple of wine, what does it mean? You look at the Pasuk Shah, there's nothing to do with any of this, they're just giving her a nice Bracha. So the Gemara comes, correct, it's not a real Zindar, it's not a real, it's obviously not what's being talked about here in Pasuk. Sorry, it's a Smachta for the idea. In the Gemara in Ksubis, Azayim and Beis, they quote the two psukim. One is a pasuk in Megillas Rus, Parak Dal, the beginning of the second parak, the fourth parak of Megillas Rus, Source 5. There's a Boaz, Allah Ashar, Boaz wanted to get things going in terms of marrying Rus. It says, Vayikach Asara Anashim. He gathered 10 men together for this process of marrying Rus, Vayikach Asara Anashim. He got the guy who was the other, the closer relative himself, we know from Megillas Rus. So it says, Vayikach Asara Anashim. That's one pasuk we'll see in a second. The other pasuk is still in Parak Samaches, pasuk Chavzayin. The Makelos Baruch Elokim. Bless God, praise God, the Makelos, and it's called in a tzibur. So the Gemara says in Ksubas and Zayin, day 7, Rufo, Amar of Nachman, Amar Lihuna Bar Nosan, Tana, Minay LeBirchas Chasson and Basora. Where do we see that Birchas Chasson requires a minion? Apparently it does. Apparently Birchas Chasson requires a minion. Where do we see that it requires a minion? At a wedding, you have to have a minion. Again, the Birchas Eris, we're talking about the Nisuin. Now, the Birchas Erisin, we assume for the moment, doesn't need a minion. But the Birchas Nisuin, the so-called Sheva Brachas, at the Chuppah, does require a minion. Where do we see that? Shenemar, Vayikach Asara Anashim. You see that pasuk over there, Megillas Rus, back in Source 5. He took 10 people. He was getting married, and there were 10 people there. So that shows you need a minion. It says, Vayikach Asara Anashim. Right? And Rabbi Avo, Omer, in 7. Makelos Baruch Elokim. What is that? How do you see 10 people? So Rashi fills in the blanks. And Rashi subis on the days and goes safe. Rashi says, Makelos Baruch Elokim, Hashem Kori Tzor. That's the whole process. So it says, Al Birchas Makor, Tzorech Kohol. Makelos, you need a Kohol. And a Kohol is always 10. I know a Tzorech. Kemo, Hakel Esra Eda. Summon the whole Eda. Assemble the whole Eda. They ain't a Kohol, Pachos Me Eda. The Eda, a Tzorech. Eda always means minimum 10 because we find by the Meraglim, right? That Mosai lo Eda Haro Azos. Eda Haro Azos is 10 Meraglim. What do you mean? I thought there were 12 Meraglim. Yeah, but Eda Haro is 10 because Yotu is a Kali. A Kali were not there. Okay, that's how we know there's 10. You have another Mokot. I want to point out Tosis there in Ksubis on Zanir Bey Dimashal Shenemar quotes from Maseches Kala. It's a little different here because in the Gemara in Ksuba, it doesn't quote from this pasuk by Rivka and our Sedra and Chayesar. It quotes these other psukim to show that it's 10. So I would say, well, okay, because our Gemara, the Lima from Rivka doesn't say about 10. The Gemara there is looking for 10. Tosis gives an answer. I'm just showing you. Tosis says, Maseches Kala, the Maisi Kodi, the Rochas Rivka, he can remember the Hosam Bechas Erusin, the Hosam Bechas Nusun. Even that's not the Pasha Pshat. The Gemara and Maseches Kala Rabasi said that it's, look at the second line of 4, Birchas Shiva Lo Birchas Erisin. Maybe it means also Birchas, and I'm not sure. Okay? And then, in any event, yeah.
Right.
Okay. All right, you have a mucker for them too. Good. But anyway, Tosis says, this is what I want to get to, at the end of Tosis, the nearer that smacht of Almi, that Solomon is down the hospital, I repass you called Rifus Erison. Let's be honest, it doesn't say anything there about 10, the camel notwithstanding. But also, it also says, Pashtei Dekor is not talking about Birchas Eretz. It's talking about, until they gave her a bracha. Now, the Gemara in Ksubas on the Zayin and Beis says, Tanur Rabbanan, on the same page, later on the same page, 10, Tanur Rabbanan, Mevarchim Birchas Chassanim Beis Chassanim. Where is the Birchas Chassanim recited, the so-called Shelah Brachas? In the Beis Chassanim, right? And now, that will interpret as meaning the Chuppah, because it means where the Chassan's place was, where the Chassan's home was. Again, in the olden days, the Eretz and Nisuin was separated sometimes by a long time, months. Okay, so they did Eretz in one, but they did Nisuin where the Chassan was. Today, you just do it in a wedding hall. That's what some suggest, that the Chassan should have some sort of ownership over the Chuppah, something that's at his place. Anyway, Rabbi Yehuda Amar after the Eretz and Mevarchan also. Yehuda says, no, even the Mevarchan Eretz, they would say the Mevarchan Chassanim. Amar by Yehuda Shana, that's true in the land of Yehuda, Judea. Why did Meshim Yachid Ima? Because after the Eretzin, the Chosim would have Yichud with the Kala, knows in Yehuda. You see why? Tanya Idav Morchan Rechasan Reish Chasanam because Eretz Veis Eretzin and Birchas Eretzin by Mevarchan quotes the whole Birchas Eretzin. Apparently, they would do the Birchas Nisuin. Why? Why would they do it in Yehuda in the house yet still, even before they came to the Beis Chasanam? Because apparently the meaning in Yehuda was the Chosim and Kala were together already after the Eretzin. And we wanted to avoid the problem of Kala B'lo Bracha. We said Kala B'lo Bracha is also, and Yehuda, Eretz Yehuda, they would get together even before the Nisuin, the husband and wife. Therefore, you have to have the Bracha. That's why. And the point of this, Abaye is not arguing here. Yehuda says, where? Where? Yehuda, Shana, in the land of Yehuda. Now they had a special thing, and we'll see why they made a special thing that the Chos and Kala got together. But we still have the problem Kala B'lo Bracha. Abaye is explaining of Yehuda. And the Birchas Eris, they would say Dafka, the land of Yehuda, because they would have Yichud over there. Well, what would they have that they would see shortly?
They would have Yichud.
Yeah, so what's left? What's left? Yeah, so it's a good question. Okay, well, maybe we'll come to it. It's a good question. Okay. We'll see this. Well, we'll see. It may relate to this. I want to just say a little bit. Okay. So we said the Birchas Chassanim usually is the Beis Chassanim. Look at Rashi says. Right? That's the norm. And he said, Yehuda said, Abba Yisrael, Kishmakaj Rokhan Kobrech Chassanan. Our Abba said, only Yehuda. Shemitiacharim Abba Eretzin. Kidei Shehilibo Gaspa. Come on. Okay, we'll see why. The Gemara says it later this year. Let others fill it in. Okay. Apparently, how to get rid of the problem of Kala B'lo Bracha, okay? At least in the land of Yehuda, at least originally. Okay, now, the basic reason is, we'll skip for a moment, look in the Shittim of the Betz, it tells the story, okay? We'll skip down to 13 for a second. The Shittim of the Betz is in Ksubas. Well, that's hold up. We'll explain why they did that in Yehuda. But with Sinisiachim of the Irusin, right? So they had to say the Brachas first because they wanted to avoid the problem of Kala B'lo Bracha. And the text of the Birchas Eretzin, which Bichlal is an interesting text, because it says, Brochat Asher Vakim Acham, Asher Kirisham, the Tzav, the Tzivano, Al Arayos, Va Asar Lano, Es Arusa. Then you have a Birchas Anitzah, an Isser. All right, so that's Bichlal interesting. But Rashi says, look at the last Rashi, Va Asar Lano, Es Arusos, Midrabonon, Shagazu, Al Ayichut, Shal Pruya, the Af Arusa, Lo Yitiru, El Chetikanes, one, Lechopan, two, Ubi Brochat. Sound like two different things. It didn't Chopan, and there's a requirement of bracha. The precious kala below bracha, sula bala kenidiv. Adrabanan, navi barachim, we also make a bracha on Adrabanan. Like we do by Nechanak, fine. Okay, so they had to recite the bracha in Eretz Yehuda. It didn't really take care of the whole problem. It took care, according to Rashi, it sounds like there's still an issue of Adrabanan to Eretz Yehuda to be together. If you don't have the chuppah, you don't have the bracha. So they would say the bracha, but there would still be a problem with chuppah. Then Nechanami, the implication of Rashi, it lessens the issue somewhat. It lessens it somewhat. Even though it's still an issue of Arusa, but it takes care of the Bracha problem. Okay? Now, the Mordechai says that. The Mordechai says, we'll be Yehuda looking at the Skup Laman Alps, verse 12, in the first part of the Ksubas. We'll be Yehuda Shem Mesh Mishyachim, or Dik Tekeb Yichim Haris, the Osu Lo Adam Mishyachim, or Arusa Osu Below Bracha. There's an Issa Yichud without any Bracha before. And the next phrase in the Skup Laman Day is also an Osu, Ha'achat Tech Shacham, and the Shem Gaz Lo Yichud Shapriya, God's Yichud Shal Arusas also. What's different in Yehuda? And what happened? So the Shittim of Betz is still there. The Shittim of Betz says, the Dimash L'Omar Abayik, Subah Zanam Beis, the Kosu Tamidu B'Yonazal, Yehuda Shom makes Mitzyachet Imo, Forek Yerushalmi, quotes Yerushalmi. So the Shah Shabo Bnei Yaakov, Lekvuas Abiyin, Bo Esau V'Ara Amokam Akura. So remember that when they came back to bury Yaakov years later in Eretz Canaan, so there was a whole tumult, the Mokam Akura. Should Yaakov get them? We read this morning about the purchase of the Maris of Akpela. So Avraham is buried there, Yitzchak is buried there. Now who gets buried there next? So the Bnei Yaakov and the Bnei Yaakov there. Esau finally, he's the oldest, he should get that there. It's the whole thing. It says here, Become Yehuda the Hargo. That's Yehuda killed Esau. There's a different measure, some of you may be familiar, that Hushim ben Dan, right, to kill. Where they killed him, okay? Now, so Vacharka, Kishagobar Yodos, Shal Esau, Gozo Yehuda, so later on, when Esau was mad, they were hopping mad about this, so years later, when they got in control, they made Exeret, Shekhob Sula, Shekhinos, and Ahem, Tibor, Lestadio, Tchila. You heard about this Hanukkah time, right? They made Exeret that any Jew who gets married first has to sleep with a local nobleman, right? So therefore, Hamin Hagam Shem Misyachet Achasim Arusa. They had a special din that the Chasim and the Arusa would get together ready with Yichud B'Shas Arusin. Now, Yeis Proportion, but Shaloha Yaboel Arusa. Not that they would have intimate relations. Hey, the Kalab Lavracha Sula Bala Kerida. And we talk Shem Mechabek Omenashek Arusa. Unless they had intimate contact, but not sexual contact, a hug and kiss or whatever, to create this chiba. Therefore, Kishahar Abbas Targut Libal Arusa. When this nobleman, whatever, the governor, whoever he was, would come to sleep with her, lo harsin of elas elaba onus. It was clearly an onus because she already was linked to this husband who was the onus. Anyway, and then a different opinion. They did have relations, but it's an interesting story. But Lamaik said, Eretz Yehuda was an exception. What emerges from here is a question, maybe, and it is, when it says kala below bracha, what does that mean? Is that sounds like it's two separate things. This chuppah and a bracha, it's two separate things. Okay, that's how Rashi implies that Rashi didn't ask for Osman of Arusos, right? That those two are because of the Chuppah and the Bracha. Okay, the Rambam seems to learn it the same thing because the Rambam never quotes, as far as I know, the Rambam never quotes his din of Kala B'lo Bracha. I mean, it's in Kala Rabasi, and the Gemara doesn't quote it, but the Rishonim do, as we just saw. The Rambam in Hilchos Ishus never brings his din of Kala B'lo Bracha, right? He does, however, say, Arusa Asur Labala Mibisokim calls Macho Beis Avia. She's still Asur Labala, okay? Until she has afterwards, okay, even if, you know, we know that one of the methods of Kiddushin is Bia, because it's Darbin Bia, right? Now, the Gemara already says that they stopped it. And they use the Gemara, Rav, and Afiud and Kiddushin is Rav, he would beat up anybody who followed this, but technically speaking, it works, okay? But then the Rabbana made Xera, that's around the Rabbana tells us, Gil Aloha Alephus, Rabbana made Xera, Abor Rosh Homer, Makanos, or Makas Majus, Rafilim Kitcha, the Bios, even if they did Kiddushin through Bia, but that was a one time deal, one and out. Okay? Osul of Alabaham Shia, Bia Shia, until after where the Yichud Zah Anikor Knis or Lachopa. Who are Nikor Nisun the Chomakom? So to answer your question, there had to be still some form of Chopa or something they would do. Even if they be the yichud, but they didn't do the chuppah. Okay, that's nisun mechom makom. And then halacha beis came and she nichus arusa lechuppah. Is a mataris of alav bechol eishiyirta reishal gemur lechodava and stuff. And halacha gimel, after he spells out the seven brachos even more closely to our text, but he writes, look what he says: it's sorech levarach birchas chasanam etachosim kodem hanisun. When is the birchas chasanam required? The so-called seven brachos kodem hanisun. If we assume that the nisun is the yichud, okay. That's why I'm saying Yichud Zehu Nikra Nisun in the previous halacha. So you have to do it beforehand. Why? So possibly because the Rambam, that's where he even though he doesn't quote directly this din of Kala B'lo Chuppah, Kala B'lo Bracha is Asura, but he's saying, no, you still need to say the brachas before. Even though he doesn't directly say it, someone will learn. That's how the Ran wants to learn. The Ran at 15. The Ran in on the Rift from Sochem and Dalar and Aleph, on the page of the Rift, 15. The Rambam writes, Avala Rambam Zal. Kotab the Perik Yud Mechusis the Torah Lebarachos and Kodem Nisuin. The Sheva Brachos must be recited Kodem Nisuin prior to the Nisuin. We don't know exactly if the Nisuin is the Chuppah. We do it after it came into the Chuppah, but we do it before the Yichud. Anyway, the Chaim Das Ramban. Why? Mipnei Shechuppah Yichudi Uboy Ulebiya Vekala Bulabrocha Sula Lebala Kenida. I'm simply pointing out that the Ran seems to learn, and the Rambam, even though the Rambam doesn't directly quote his din of Kala Bulabrocha. Asura Labaila, it comes out that way, because he's saying that's why you have to make the bracha first. He says, it does it indirectly. Okay, we're used to thinking about, huh? What's that? It doesn't mean she's a surah. You know, it's an exaggerated statement. Anyway, that's my point. You follow what I'm saying? Even though the Rambam doesn't specify kala below bracha as a surah, but effectively that's what comes out, because you got to say the bracha before the chuppah. So he's kind of equating chuppah and bracha, not like Rashi, two separate things. Okay. The Tumas Hadeshin also, Tzokim Mitzavim, that the second section of Tumas Hadeshin, in Kuf Mem, Umashena, so brachos below also, have a kala below bracha. Okay, how do you have a kala below bracha? They never mean that's the case he's talking about. He says, Om no motzasi b'tshuvas harashba u'b'tshuvas maimani, ze'eno ma'akev b'di'evet. He says, the minion is not ma'akev b'di'evet. Oh, mistabu the kala below bracha, sura ba'alak, ha'ino below chupa. Now, with the nokka below bracha, l'bish osin bracha b'shas nisun, he seems to split. Okay, so again, you can argue whether kala below bracha is the same as kala below chupa. Okay, you can figure out what the Rambam means and so on. The Shulchan Aruch, these didn't move to 17, these didn't appear in Eben Ezra Siman Nun Hei, Sif Aleph, Arusa, Asul, Abadam, Divei Sofim, because basically a quote from the Rambam, okay, and the Rambam says, even B'yichud there Asur, therefore there's a concern because of what happened in Eretz Yehuda, so they would do the brachas before, the Shev brachas before the Yichud, okay? But Yeshua, the Ainlam, the Yachad, they shouldn't live together because of course strain and so on. Okay, and then they also, various other dinim which are important, but not for right now, what the chuppah consists of. He writes at the end, the last three lines, Minig HaPashut Achshav, widespread meaning now, is Likros Chuppah. What is Chuppah? Not the Yichud, but Mokom Shemachnisin Shem Yuriah Pusa Gabe Kunso. You know, covering on four poles. Our typical Chuppah. Okay, and then Machnisa Tachtera Achosim HaKalab Rabin. The public, you bring the chosin kala under that. Or mekatcha shom rochon shabrichos. They listen, they soon, and then va'acharkem alichmas salabayis va'ochem biachad v'machem tenor. They go to the so-called yichud room. Exactly the way we have it. That's the chuppah as done now. Right. No, so in Yehuda was different, but according to the Rambam, the chuppah, the yichud room is really that is the nisuin, being alone in that private room. According to the Rambam, yeah. As a matter of fact, it's interesting because we try and do it. We did the end of the chuppah, because right. So we, on the other hand, the kala below.
Yeah, the same.
Yes, yeah, so I'm saying so. Earlier, right. So the kedushin, that's fine. Kedushin is earlier, but the nisuin, the koin ramen doesn't complete until you get to the yichud room. So, the bracha should be before, so that you're not a problem with kala below bracha. That's what I'm saying. Before, it's interesting. Now, the interesting question, people raise the question about, you know, but we have all the singing and dancing in between, the people stop to hug everybody and so on. After, okay, so, you know, at my children's wedding, I tried to move them along quickly. After the chuppah to move them in, and people thought, oh, leave them alone. Okay, but that was, I'm trying to follow the dance, trying to get to the yichud room, you know, but, okay, it's part of the same activity. I don't make too big a fuss about it. I mean, they're not stopping them. You know, whatever, fool around. They want to go, but take some time. Okay, try and get it quickly. The Beit Shmuel on that route, on that Shulchan Aruch and Sukkot Alav and Siman Nun Hei says, he said, but basically some of the questions you were asking, Lechora Kosha, my Mahani Sheva Brachas, so the song Sheva Brachas below Chuppah, lo Mahani. So what, like your question is, the Beit Shmuel asked a little bit, where does the Sheva Brachas exactly fit in here? Okay, and he says, well, according to the Rambam, Achar Kiddushin Tzricha Chuppah. Okay, and we called him chuppah. Also, love all along. So, same nisuin. And the kavan also same nisuin. Ain't so chuppah. You know, the kavan of being alone is chuppah. You can get out of it that way. But anyway, that's how Beis Shmuel learns the Rambam. Also, like we said, that kala below chuppah means kala below bracha. It's the same thing. The chidor, it's printed in his Chuvas Chaim Shaul. That's one of the Chuvas of the collection of Chuvas Chidor. More than one. Chelik Beis Siman Lamed Ches. He has an oris on Siman Nun Hei there in Eben Ezra and the Gimel. He says, Masha Kozvar Abba Magilazeh, Perigud Yishuz, the Brochus Eina Ma'akvos. Okay? But what do you mean, Brochus Eina Ma'akvos? That's Eina Ma'akvos, say Nisu Gemura. But Nisu, but Abba also love all of it, but there's still Benissa to have sex with it, have relations with it, because he says, that's Kala Belo Brocha. Okay? So that's a Machokis. And it's a Din Nisuin. She can have a Din of Nisuin for Yerusha purposes, for other purposes, and so on, but they still can't live together without those brachas. And we kind of need both, and it disagrees with this Beis Shmuel that says that it's the same din. So that's an interesting question. I really like to look at to get to where I advertising is subject to certain rachas to chuppah with a microphone. So we'll get to that jar yet. But an interesting question, just in terms of understanding. So what is the nature of these brachas? We saw it, perhaps as a mocker, in our parsha, and it requires a minion. Well, what is the nature exactly of these shavua? They're not brachas on mitzvahs. You know, there's a discussion about the brachas erisin even. The brachas erisin has the text asher kiddushanam mitzvah mitzivanu, which usually indicates the brachas mitzvah. That, you know, there are three categories of mitzvah, right? There's brachas anenin, the brachas on food, drinks, and the like. Shakol nevivarab or pregavon, etc. And then we have brachas on like brachas sheva, praise brachas like thunder and lightning, these kinds of things. And then there's another category of brachas, brachas hamitzvah. Usually, you have the phrase asher kiddushanam mitzvah. Halach ilas matzah, halach ilas lulav, halach ilas shachanak, whatever, these are mitzvahs, right? Halach ilas shmach kosov, these are mitzvahs. Birkas ha-mitzvah. But here, the Birkas Eretzim does have the text of Asher Kedushan Zav Sivano. And this is not for tonight's shir, huh? What's that? Right, so that's the question of who, and it's also interesting because who's making the bracha? Usually it's the Masada Kedushan. So the Rambam, you look at the Rambam says actually the Chosin should say the bracha. It's a chosin's book. He's doing a mitzvah. He's about to get the mice will be the giving of the ring and the declaration hurry out the kodesh. And the rabbi might, he ends up giving a mitzvah. He's not the mice here. But he says the chosin should say the book. It's his mitzvah. What is the rabbi? Or the grandfather and uncle saying the book. I'm not getting married tonight. Huh? What? Yeah, that's the brachas nisuin. But I'm talking about the brachas erisin. Yeah, the brachas. I'm talking brachas erisin. Usually, the so-called misara kedushin, the boys rosh hashiva, whoever says the brach. Well, he's not getting married tonight. The Rambam says the chosin should say the brach. So many agree like that because, and they said it. Beis Shmuel says, come on, I want to say it. Beis Shmuel says the reason we do it, somebody else says the bracha is kedei shelo levayish. Not to embarrass, I mentioned this morning. Sometimes the chassam have enough trouble just saying her and the kudesh is Lee. That one line, they get mixed up and bollocks up in that Lee and say Lee and all these different things. So therefore, imagine a birchas erisin is a whole long text. The poor chassam and his photographers and people, they're so nervous as it is. You know, even when they tell us something, get mixed up. You know, it's a tense moment. So it's not embarrassed. They call on the Rosh Hashiva, somebody, their grandfather, to say that that's going to be Shmuel right. Others say the whole kasha, like you say, the hate is the whole kasha in the beginning. It's not a bircha that to begin with. It's a bircha sheva. And it can be recited by anybody who's present. That's a simple, to be honest, somebody, that's the interesting question. But the text of Shekhar Shon and so okay, once in a while, that's not a bircha. A mitzvah. Some say, like the bracha, you know, by a bris mila. The second bracha of Lachnisa Ravisha Romina. We never have two brachas in the exact same mitzvah. So the bracha that the Mo says, Asher Kitzon Ala Mila, that's a bit of a mitzvah. What's the bracha, Asher Kitzon Lachnisa Ravisha Romina? That was a nice bracha. What's it got to do with it? The father says it. And he's not doing any mitzvah either. Right? All right, so some say that's also a bracha Shevach, despite the fact that it has that text. Fine. But what about the bracha Shevach bracha? So again, we're talking about the Shevach of the Chuppah. What type of bracha? So it's interesting that the Tosus read, the Piskei read on that side, the next after Ksuba, Chesem and Aleph, you don't ask for my Mivarach 20. And he tells you all the brachas. Come on, spells out all the brachas. Pirish, Matrila Barach, Shakal Barach, Lodo, Yishum, Rechas Chassanam, Tzicha Basara, and we need 10 people, we need a minion. Because we also don't need for the Rechas Erisim, but the Rechas Sheva Barach, we do need a minion, under the Chofa, and Uksiv Barova, Mahadis Melech, right? Vizeh, Uvizu, Asifa, Kavodo, Lebarach, Lebarach, it's basically a covered. It's in effect to publicize or to great, give greater cover. It's almost in a category like a birchas sheva. Right? We need a minion to enhance the significance of it, right? To make sure that there's people there, Barovam Hadras Melech, and Al Kavod, the Lebarcha Barabin. And that's why the first bracha of the Sheva Brachas is leaving out the Barfek off. And the first bracha is Shakol Bar Al Kavodo, which will have something to do with the wedding per se, it has nothing to do with the. You know, the Chosin and Kala, praise that comes forward, it's all his covered. That's how the Piskei Reed says. Other Rishon, the Shitin Kobetzis, including Zainab Beis, Dilas with Gufa 21, Gufa, Amar of Nachman, Minan, Abrech, Sanab, Asar, Shinem, Ayi, Kachboz, etc. Here is some of the Milsus of Kinsa, Abrechas Chassanim. Okay, why did Boaz gather 10 people? Lachor, because Abrechas Chassanim, because just 8 didn't do it suffice, right? And he says, Mipnei, Shadover, Shabikadusha, who? The Shinuach is saying something different. The Shinuach is like a Dover Shabbat Kedusha. That's why I need a minion. Dover Shabbat Kedusha, like Kaddish and Baruch Hu and Kedusha. Right? We have certain things that require a minion. You can't say without a minion, right? So according to Shinuach, I think these are two different sheetahs in Rishonim, okay? According to some Rishonim, well, I'm doing Dover Shabbat Kedusha to give the occasion greater, you know, enhancement, greater meaning and so on. Okay? So, well, that's a good question, okay? Perhaps, Dover Shabbat Kedusha, okay? But oh, I don't know, maybe the same focus. In any event, it's a good question. But that's, I don't know. Okay, I have to define exactly. Now, that's the Seer in its own right. What exactly is a double Shabbatusha? Okay, double Shabbatusha often is when there's some sort of responsive, the Chazan calls out Baruch, whatever response. The Chazan calls out, the Chazan calls out, you know, Damir, Ramah, you know, Amen. So there's a back and forth, and that doesn't seem to apply here, other than answering Amen. Yes, yeah, some quarter. Yeah, but apparently, it doesn't use the requirement, right? But here, but you're right, and I don't know, and it's an important point. I mean, another sphere, what exactly is Zohar Shavakusha? But the Siddur Rebbe certainly says Zohar Shavakusha. Okay, now it's interesting. The Rambam, Hilchos Ishus, Parakil Alacha, hey, 22, right? Ain Bevarchim Bechas Chan Elavasar Gedola, Vubnechor, Mechosim, and Aminyin. They have to be adults, they have to be not Avadim, and the Chosim counts as one of the ten. Okay. General, that may be the same focus. Correct. Now, the Magid Mishnah, not yet, we'll get back to that. The Magid Mishnah writes on that Rambam, Parakil Alacha Dalit, Masha Chosim Gedola, Mechor, Mechor, Ain Ever Bechosim Mitzatim, okay, Maskana de Brachas and so on. And that's what the Rambam says in Parakhes of Zorach Ebuchi. The whole Dover should Zorach Yod any time he's in Minyan, same with Tata. We know from Kedush, Baruch, you can't count the cotton, you know, in terms of the Minyan. The Rambam says it in Parakhes of Akadal of Kasula. Kaysa di Chilas Hasibu ye Echad Mispawa to Kovach Kol Tomei. The Ein Osim came, Pachos, Nasar, Gedol, Mechorin, and so on. So you need, and he says at the end, the Chain, Ein Omer Kedusha, Velo Korin, the Torah, little Matir and the Nevi'im, all these things, you know, without, we don't have Chris HaTorah, we don't have Torah, without 10, and it only counts you can't count the Avodim Ketanim. Now, the Rambam Menuchos Brochas, Tarek Beis, Allah Ketes, says in the Furs, the Beis Chastanim Vavarchim Birchas Chastanim, okay, and the Ein Vavarchim Brocha Zu Lo Avodim Lo Ketanim. So the Rambam also seems to be leaning, we're putting together, it's also the category of Davar Shemitush, it follows all the same rules, okay. And the Ketzef Mishnah there in Parak Beis Alach HaTez writes, and you know, the Chosin counts the minion, okay, and he writes, and therefore we don't count an Eved in any Dov Shetzorah, anything which requires a minion. So it's interesting, I think that this may possibly depend on what exactly is the Mokka. We had a Machokas back in the Gemara Ksus, Tav Zayin Aleph, the first Zayin Beis, I mean, first source 7, we have two psukim. The pasuk, how do you know you have a minion? Boaz, it says, you know, Vayikach Asar Anoshim, and in Tillim, it says, Makelos Baruch Hashem. So you have two different sources in that Gemara. So hold that thought. It could be that actually this perhaps demonstrates that it's a Dovah Shemikdusha. The Sefer Eshkol, okay, Sefer Eshkol is written by the father-in-law of the Ravid of the Ramah, also sometimes we call the Ravid. Not because his name is Rav Avram ben David, but he's called Rav Avram Av Bezdin. So he's called it a nice thing to mix everybody up. So sometimes you see a spirit, and the Ravid, it's not a spirit, it's two different people. Huh? Right? And there's a third Ravid also, was Rav Avram ben David, who was a traveler, kept like things he found in different places. So sometimes you have three different Ravids among the Rishonim, and you look in, I think the Shach, somebody points out this, but the Mishnah, someone says, don't get excited when you see a spirit in the Ravid, you have to make sure it's the same Ravid, it's different people. The same initials. Anyway, the Sefer Eshkol writes, Omer Shiftiva Makadish Marbarchu, and he says, the Kema Vika Sora, how do we know we need 10? But Makelos Barchu, he says that Pasuk Makelos is a source for a minion for Drash Makdusha. He's talking about Kadish and Barchu. Okay? The Meiri, also, in Brachas Mem Zayin Beis, he also says, you need Haskaras Hashem as Dovash Makdusha, and how do we know we need a minion? He also quotes Makelos Barchu Lokim. So actually, according to that, whichever source you take, whether you take Boaz or you take the Pasuk in Tehillim, Makelos Baruch Elokim, that's an indication of a Dovah Shemikdusha. As a side point, we find an interesting distinction. You know, we don't recite it today, but there's something called Birchas Avelim also. Birchas Chasanim, we know, the Sheva Brachas, which you say benching the whole week, not just at the Chuppah. Birchas Avelim, for whatever reason, it's not done. That in the house of another Rachmanah Shlomo is sitting Shiva benches, so it's something called Birchas Avelim. If you have a minion, it's not it's done for whatever reason. The Gemara Ksuba Sav Chesam Adai says the Aharim Ritzel and Yochanan Vachem Birchas Chana Basar VaChasana Min Aminyan, Birchas Avelim Basar VaIn Avelim Min Aminyan. The Avel doesn't count. You need 10 people besides the Chosin does count. Okay, the Chosin does count. Of course, the Niri fills in the Chesam Adai. You need Parim Chadosh, or somebody who wasn't there before. Again, we know some of these are Dinim. Okay. And then he says the Birchas Avelim was some bracha they recited when they came back from the grave and they stood in the shura, and they would say some sort of bracha. You need a minyan. Now the chosim, as we said before, counts in a minyan. Okay. In that sense, the chosim Birchas Chasanim is parallel to the other Dvarim Shebekedusha, where the chazan by Kedusha, by Baruch Hu, by Kaddish counts in a minyan. Right. It shows that it's part of the category of Dvarim Shebekedusha. It's Shulchus. In our Sedrach, Chayisor, in Shulchus Tezlein, says the chosim Gufei Mitzdarif Lasora. By tefillah, by birchas hamazon, birchas avelim is a separate category. Okay, the sheet of wet explains why I'm putting it. It's not our issue. Why is it different? The sheet of wet of Machas and Alach and Ksuba says because look at 32. Ve'ein avelim and aminyan esheim ena menachem elam misnachamim. The whole purpose of the birchas avelim is to comfort the mourners. So they're not comforting, they're being comforted. You have to have 10 people besides them saying it, right? Aval hachasanim, heim smechem also. What do you mean? It's part of the simcha. It's one big simcha. It's not, oh, they're making him happy. He is happy. Everyone's happy. One big happy family, right? That's the difference. Kishayit, Lafika, they count to the minyan because the idea is to... Right, you're right. But they said, aval hachasanim, heim smechem, they're just as happy. They're not right now being made happy. They're already happy. So that's the distinction that they draw. But in any event, yeah, it's true. Yeah, the chosin and kalim to be together. That's what we generally do. I remember when I heard this too. I don't know if it's true. I remember when hearing around the yeshiva when Rabbi Chaim Ilfen, Felita got married. So he got married in Bnei Brak, the big rabban over there. And so the story that I heard was that he had two arguments with the Lezer Shachar over him. About relating to the wedding. One was they said that they didn't want him to wear kittel. She said that that's really a chassidish meaning, that's not the litvish meaning, not the Ashkenazi meaning. But he got in touch with the Soloveitchiks and with the Chaim's family also, and they did wear. So what do you mean? The Chaim's family and the Soloveitchiks also, but they wore kittel. That battle he won. The battle he lost was in Bnei Brak, so the separate halls, you know, for the chosin and kala. He said, how are you going to save the Sheva Brach without the kala present? But apparently that battle he lost. That's what I heard. I don't know if it's a true story or not. Okay, but in any event, good. Did that? What? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You have to change the text. I don't know. This could be rumors. Maybe Pierre, I wasn't there. I happened to have gotten married out of the same week, so I wasn't there. But in any event, I wasn't there as well at the time. But that's what the Sheva Brach says. The Rambam, by the Hilchos Tefillah Perkei Halacha, we saw it before. We saw Halacha Dalet before. Halacha A writes, that's called Poris Asman. That relates to Baruch Hu. Ain't a Mekadosh El Basara. Ain't a Kohanim. Those who have El Basara, a Kohanim and a Minyan. You know, Dochen without a Minyan, a Kohanim count. They count. They said, right. To call Asara Misra, Hamanikram, Eda, Shemam, Bosala, Eda, Ra. So, again, back to the Merazim and so on. And Aloch Evov, the Ram writes, the Chol Dover, Kshutusha, Lo Yel Basoka, Eda, Misra, Shemam, Vigdashti, Misra, Israel. Now, someone in the Dayak, what did the Rambam leave out? And say Birchas Chasanim here. Okay, there's not necessarily an exhaustive list, but many, let's say the Pnei Yoshua, and that's Sugin Subas Chesam and Aleph, says Amar Nachman Amar Av Chasanim in a minyan, in a velam in a minyan, nearly atam, the cave in the Birchas Chasanim, velam basora, the kaimalon called Bay Asor, Shkin to Sharia, in a shkir Shkin mitoch Atur, Vachain Roy Yeshua Asor, below Ovel. There's different reasons why the Avelim don't count. Because Shekhinah doesn't dwell on people who are grieving. And so therefore, you need the minyan without the Avel, right? By a Birchas Chasanim is happy, the Shara B'Simcha, since Shemitah is Chasanim counts. Can't really, that's the Pnei Yeshua gives a reason, maybe you like that reason better. But that's what he says. But in any event, this seems to indicate that the purpose of the Dvarim of a minyan is because of Dvarim Shebe Kedusha. Okay. But there's something else also. There's a notion of publicizing good news, of making an announcement, nothing to do with Dvarim Shebe Kedusha. So we know the Pasuk says in Tillim, Parakuv Zion, Pesukim Laman Alam, Yodol Hashem Chastov, and Yvosol Adam, on the day of Yom Kol Alam, which was getting out of the Now, based on this, the Gemara, famous Gemara, Brach is Nun Dalam, he says, Amir Lama Rav, our boy, Tzrichan Lahodos, right? There are four people who are required, who learn now Lahodos, now she says, Kisiyot, Verasukah, Minasakana, right, in the Dalam Bay, you come out of the Sakana, you make a bracha, we call it Birchot HaGomel. So it's Yorda Hayam, Hocham Yiboros, when people traveled overseas, people traveled over to the desert, Mishacholov and Israpa, a sick person who's healed, Mishacholish Reisasum, got out of prison, so on. And what did he say? Amal Yehuda Baruch Gomel Chasanim Talmud. We call Brichas HaGomel. And Abaye Omar, Bitzorach Lo Duya Kameh Asorah. The Brichas HaGomel, we cite in the presence of 10 people. Brichas HaGomel.
It's
not
as fear for
government
to do
it.
Why it's also
fear. Oh, okay, let's see. Let's see. That's what I'm saying. It's Steve, you're all the Mu'ah, that's the Pasuk. In the end of, like, the Asar Kalech, we're all the right? The we should glorify Hashem in public, right? And others say, and Marzuka says two of the people should be Tamar Chachamim, because there's most of the Canaan. It's two of the Canaan, Yahalu, right?
And the Raman Pasuk, Perk Yunuch, Hospach Lachet,
Abba Tzorchal Hodos, he mentioned the four, like you mentioned. Four people have to be Abba Tzorchal Hodos. Who are the four? Four categories of people. So three and Bifnei Asor, gotta be 10, and two of the people Tamar Chachamim, and so what you say, we know this. And Shulchan Aruch as well. It's in Reish Yud Tes. It's Aleph. Right? The famous demonic. V'chola Chaim Yuducha Sela. Like Chaim is Rosh Tevis. V'chola Yisurim Yam and Midbar. That's also Chaim. Rosh Tevis. V'chola Chaim Yuducha Sela. What's the bracha? And Yadid against Yud Gimel. The Tzvichal Aruch bracha. It's a Yud. So it's interesting, according to this, you need a minion for Birchas HaGomel too, but we're not arguing that Birchas HaGomel is a Darsh V'Dusha. There's no Darsh V'Dusha, so why are we doing it? So apparently there's an idea of a Ramukh of a Kal'am, okay? Now he does say in the Sharatim that maybe it's not Akiv the Evid, okay? But actually, the Bir HaLa, so what I'm saying is now perhaps, what we can learn, is that Birchas Chasanim is not because of Dovah Shavikusha, but like the Tosfos Rid said, that it's an idea of a Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu in public, just like Birchas HaGomel. It's not Dovah Shavikusha, but it requires a minion to praise Hashem in public. It's different categories. Okay? Well, he quotes this Gemara. This Gemara says, based on a Pasuk in Tehillim, Rav Ko'am, and then the Shabura links them. Like the Pasuk says back in 35, Yeromu B'Ko'am. Roman, we praise Hashem, we'll exalt the name of Hashem in the presence of Kehal Am. That's his value in and of itself, independent of Darsha V'Kedusha. And then the Shabura links them there in Siman Reish Yud Tes. That's the Siman Bechaz HaGomel, the Bir Alok, the Siv Gimel, the Bir Masal Shikhi of Gana 42. Dabdur Chemilsa Nokat the Mehadach of the Canaan. It's preferable to have two people with a common song. Avalo the Dina Hachi. It's not the full-fledged din, the same type of din. Ukemo b'birchas chasanin. He says, just like b'birchas chasanin, it's also not a real din of that Darvish of the Kedusha. It's learned out from Boaz, and therefore the Canaan is lav dafka. The Mishabura here seems to link b'birchas hagomu with b'birchas chasanin. And the idea is, therefore, the Mishabura may be siding with those Rishonim who hold that the purpose of the b'birchas chasanin is also public, appears some glorifying the event and so on, but it's not in the category of the other Shabbat Kedusha. And it's interesting because it may be, have some ramifications, Allah, the Archa Sucha, in Eben Ezer, in Simon Sound Bay, 5th Yura, it's right, Ein Bevarchim, Vechaz Kanam, Elav Asar, Gedolim, Ubnechor, etc., like we mentioned, you have to have 10 people. He came and then Bircha Simcha, Vehu Shar B'Simcha, Lama Lo Yehem in Aminyam. He says, the Bircha Simcha, okay, wherever you say it, when you say it at the Tzatz Nisuin, when you say it by the Sheva Brachas, the Afagav, the love Dover Shemek Dusha, who can Kaddish and Kedusha. The Archasuch is in the Furish. It's not a Dover Shemek Dusha like Kaddish and Kedusha. So it's Amr Brachas as Sneasara. You call Malcolm, Cave and the Omen, Shakol Baruch Lodo, Lekobot, Haneh Sofim, Maskirim, the Binyan Yushalayim, the Ain, Midarach HaKobot, Maskirim, the Pachas Nisara, that's all. It's not a Dover Shemek Dusha, Archasuch says, it's not like Kaddish and Kedusha. The east side with those we show them. And that's why he says, interesting point, it's if you're Gimel, Yeroy Ali is always like, whenever you see in the Rishonim and Achonim, like Rambam, you see Yeroy Ali, you know this is going to generate a lot of literature. But the Rambam says, Yeroy Ali, it says, appears to me, you know, so that's, everybody's going to jump on it. So Rambam Zulman says, Yeroy Ali, he mischilu birchas chasana b'asar v'yotsu miksosan, the gomrim ha'os ma'asin and pachas me'asar v'asar. If they started the birchas Sheva Baruch, then somebody had to leave. Like, I don't know, something to go to death, something to leave, you know, you can continue to go without. The Harei Afilu B'Kadosh HaKadosh HaDin came. Because even by
again, even by Kaddish Kedusha, because that's even stricter Kaddish and Kedusha. And you still can do it, so this is not in the category of Kaddish Kedusha. So that's certainly what the Aruch HaShulchan holds. Now, it's possible that, and the Ritva hints at this a little bit in the Kedusha, the Kesuv is Zayin Rebeis, okay, the two Shittas in the Gemara, whether you learn from Boaz, or you learn from the Makelos, Baruch Hashem, okay, maybe that's the Machlokes. Is it Dovah Shem Kedusha, or is it just, you know, possible to say that, okay? And because he says, maybe the pasuk of Kol require, you know, Makelos Baruch Hashem. Maybe that's not a davar shivik. I don't know. It could be that it depends on that machlokas. But another nafkamina halacha. Okay, what if in Shulchan Aruch, Nun Hei Sifvav? Okay, this is by Baruch, by Yistaba. In Hisu Achad Re'asar L'Ispala Vado, V'ena Cholach L'Lam Zimayim, Osho Yoshen, let's say there's some person who is sleeping, can he count to the minyan or not? So he can't. Okay? And the Mishabur writes, Nun Hei Sifvav L'Lam Gimel, Ayin from Gharam Shekhaz, Hu Adin Le'in Zimun Asara. By Mizumun also with 10 people, one of the people at the table is asleep. Okay, he can count. Okay? Kimoling and feeling Chris Otornis, it's Kapaim, but Torahian, Achlein, Chris Amagila, he says, Aline, Chris Otornis, it's Kapaim, Torahian. Achlein, Chris Amagila, Bavada, Ainah, Shimisav, Lassar, Luhulama, the Megillah, boy, Asala, Chrisumanisa, over Yosha and Lecha Pearson. It could come out of Chumra for Sherebrachas. If we hold the Sherebrachas, yeah, let's get right. It'll come out, as I say, come out of could be a Chumra if by Sheva Brachas, if somebody's asleep at the table, if we hold the whole thing is to glorify, you know, to make a piercing and so on, and one guy's asleep, so what kind of piercing? And that's why he says, by Mikra Megillah, it doesn't work. I have it here. The same thing. Yeah. I'm sorry, yeah. Because maybe because also it's been a good question. Not for now. Could be Chris Harris, also some sort of piercing with Palmatar, with Tibor. A Brichas Kanim may be a separate category itself. Maybe afterwards. It's a good question. But anyway, I'm just saying same thing, by the way, with a person who's a Cheresh, right? If he has one problem or the other, it counts. Cheresh means he's a mute, deaf, and or it can be a person mute. We said, Avo Misha Eino Shomea Ve'Eino Medaber Kishod Ve'Kotman. In those days, they have changed today because people will be educated. It was assumed at one time that somebody who's deaf or mute cannot be educated, cannot know anything. Again, contemporary posting I've mentioned in the past year, assume because of the certain, again, I told you this, I probably said over the Kesav Sofer, the son of the Kesav Sofer, grandson of Kesav Sofer, wrote that when his father went to the in Vienna, to the school for the deaf in Vienna, and he saw what they were able to do, this was in 1800, saw what they were able to do, he said, you have to buy someone for all the Jewish people who did so, and the Rashash has the same thing in the back of the Gemara. They also refer to that kind of the famous school. So, Kabbalah today, when there's so many sign languages, but at that time, it was assumed that people couldn't be educated. So, the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Megillah by Purim, Hilchos Purim, it's in Tov Reish Pei Tesiv Beis, right? Echad Akor Bechatzimena Kor Yatei Chavasu Sheishvam Mishu Chad Bukriya. They can't be mostly others. And the Shabur there says, okay, Cheresh Hano Medabe and Shomei Klal. I don't have to hear. That's in the Megillah. The Mishum Pursuim Nisach Mirubo Yoser Yishmila Ozno Likuba. Another that because it's a Pursuim Nisach. So if we assume that Sheva Brachos has looked at Din and Pursuim Nisach, perhaps it's a different Din. An interesting practice, you find different practices today that also may revolve around this question, is the following. Okay, first of all, the Ran, which I mentioned before, the Ran on the Rift in Pesachim, Dalam and Aleph, on the Rift, will in your brichas in Nisuin, Rats Nogu Shein Bevachim Ela Ala Achar Shetichmas Shetichmas. We said that before, but here's what he says: Lefisha Ein Brachos Halalo Ela Brichas Tfilah V'Sheva. The Brasheva Brachos are Brichas Tfilah V'Sheva. Some calls out and make them all week. and he quotes that to Balahag. On the other hand, he says the Rambam maybe disagrees because you got to do it before, and it's not Brichas Shevach, it's Brichas Shevach, it wouldn't matter. And so according to the Ran also, it's a Brichas Shevach, and maybe that's Mahog Rishonim. What's interesting is, okay, the Beis Yosef writes, it's in the Tzamuk Beis, of Eben Ezer, Revarchem Brichas Chassanim, Kodim Knitzel Chuppah, okay, before they go into the Chuppah, or Lifnei Nisuin, and he writes, Umasha Kozman, a Kodim Knitzel, Kain Kozman Rambam, Tamagur, Mishum de Kola Mitzvus, Mevarchalim Obelot Yosef. Well, that's interesting. That was something a mitzvah. The Brichas Mitzvah. That's what the Beis Yosef says, maybe, according to the Rambam. It's hard to say the Brichas Mitzvah, but I do want to make sure that was in there for, you know. Right. That's a question. That's what I was showing. The Rambam counts the Kiddushin as a mitzvah. Exactly. Yeah, fits it. Anyway, this is important. But I do want to mention the following. The Shulchan Aruch says, with regards to a Dover Shabbat Kiddusha, Ramor writes, it's Ramor. 52. You should stand. And that is the Ashkenazi practice. The Sadim don't always stand for Kaddish, whatever position you were in beforehand, you stay in. Okay? But by the Ashkenazim, we stand for Kaddish, we stand for Kedusha. So, one second, if that's the case, and Brichas, Sheva Brachas are Brichas, are Shevar Sheva Kedusha, so Lechor, we should stand for the Sheva Brachas. Okay? Today they stand up and this one walks down, or that one walks down, and he stands up. But nobody stands for the Sheva Brachas. However, Rav Shlomo Kluger writes in Sivas Halacha Shlomo, Yelak Evanes from Kuf Kesvav, in the Matzasa B'tikunei Zohar, Tikun Yud, Shekola Olam, Chayav in Lamo, the Machas Nekala, Kishim Brachin, Sheva Brachas, Tachas Achopa, Ayin Shom. So also when Lay said the Shasa Brachas, but the Vada, Halacha Zohar, Divina Kim Chayim. Well, some people do. Some people are not going to try and stand. You know, that hasn't yet fully caught on, I don't think, but at least, you know, whatever you see that, the more widespread meaning, I think, is not to stand. This may also revolve around that question. If it's just in the category of Sheva, it's not really Dover Shvetusha, then you have to stand. If it's Dover Shvetusha, maybe you should stand. Maybe that's where Rav Chaim was coming from. There's an interesting comment that Eish HaRavam of the Chas writes in Tzimu Kuf Kali Beis, but, Right, that's the point. It's because it's exactly, you know, the Chaim doesn't stand to come out of Tzibur. Right, it's just that you're saying. You're saying Megillah is prison, it's a different, that's what I'm saying. On the other hand, if you hold that Griffith Chassanim is a din in, maybe it's different, I don't know. The Eish HaRavam, that's the Rav, the charge, writes in the Kuf Tzadi Beis, the Orach Chaim, talks about by benching with a Mizumin, you stand. So he mentions, well, I'll say that, you know, we have many people at the minute, you know, Baruch Lakeinu, Shacham, you stand up, we talk, other people don't do it, I'm sober, and some of the Aleph and the Shuvah, Orach Chaim did not, have that practice, you know, you can say Navarro Kalakain was sitting, okay? It doesn't, you know, on the other hand, is that an exception? That may also be what that Elokeinu Shechon is. Does that render a Dover Shebe Kedusha? Is that also just a covered, you know, to stand up? It also may depend on that issue. The last couple of stories that I printed related to the microphone issue. So, in general, those interested in finding out about the Shlomo Zalman Arbach wrote about the microphone, Chelik Alam Simon Tez of the Chulis Mincha Shlomo, right? The question was, the Dover, I assume the microphone, the telephone, the Ramco, the Torah, Fila, the Sakneses, and so on. He writes a whole long story about how a microphone works. Okay, so he speaks to that a little bit, that it kind of reproduces the sound and it magnifies it. Is that really the sound of a person? It's not a sound of a person. We don't have to read the whole thing. Okay, the first couple of paragraphs, those interested, you can read about it. It was obviously explained to them clearly what a microphone is. Of course, it says in the parentheses, now there are different types, and, you know, they're all the same, whatever. It's interesting stuff. So he writes towards the end, in 56 in the bottom, Kitzar Advarim, which English Thomas is a Knesset, so it's a microphone Ramko. El Shadova next to Rak Hanofa Sudrim Shayesov Alexandria. It was just like waving a flag. It's not really the sound, okay? And you can't be Yotza anything which requires Shmia. And that's how he passed it, which Shlomo Zalman did. Okay? Ramosha Feinstein. Hold on. So, good. That's something. That's another opportunity for us. But Moshe Feinstein also talks about a microphone in Arachaim Chelik Beis. In the Kuf Ches, the Smosh, he was asked, Kriyas HaMegillah, are you the microphone? Okay? He was asked by Robin Vancouver. Okay? And he says, I don't really, it's hard to say, and maybe you should, but this should be okay. He says, but I don't think, at the right end, I'm not, he's unclear about it. I'll just say, they didn't explain to him clearly what it was. That's what Avadio Sefer, I said, Tshuva. Okay,
Okay, I'm Yotze, and he says the MS or the Mumchem the Kima Technica, the Chachmal, Hakol, Anishma, Blamazin, and their telephone Aramco, Eno Kolo, Salamadabra Atmo, Elo Kol Acher, Haboy, the Zerim, Chachmali, and so on. Okay, it's not the sound. And therefore, B'Sikun, he writes, and he quotes in that Tshuva that the Moshe said it was okay, but he said that Moshe did, they didn't explain to him clearly how the microphone worked. And therefore, he says, Hashomim Mikra Megillah Derech Ramko, the Chain Derech HaRadio, Enam Yotzei Chalas Mitzvah Mikra Megillah, Ulam, however, Hayoshim Samuch, Alasriach Tzibu HaKorot Megillah Derech HaRamko, if you're sitting next to the guy who's in the microphone, you could hear it, even when we're in a microphone, then you can be Yotzei. So the question now is, to finish up, so what's with the Sherebach? Most weddings nowadays, there's a microphone there. Okay? One second. Most weddings today, most weddings there is a microphone. Right? And see, we'll go here. Well, it depends. So it's interesting, Rev Sternbuch, in Chuvas van Hagus, Chelik Aleph, Simon Topshin, Mem Gimel, the Chuppah, yeah, I mean, I'll go through Chuvas, this is about microphone in general, I still couldn't remember. The Chuppah, yes, the form of microphone, I see what Tiba is Mahalach HaChuppah in Mutter. He says, Berchaz Eretz Rizun, Tzvichem HaTzora, Davke, Ubalav Hochi Abochad Rizun, Abatola, Ukvar Biarti, in the close to the other state from Modem Zvanim, the Chesheshomim, the microphone, Dina Kishmi, the radio, the Lomahani, over ain shum kol barchiyuv. That's not the kol of a barchiyuv. It's a different type of sound. And even though some people pass now, I don't think it's correct. Well, if he's there, kishatibur shom a microphone yesh lachashos shelo yotzu. Even ain shum kol a barach. Now he also says if there are 10 people who hear without the microphone, okay, like the Navzendia, the rest of the people can answer. Lachain, look at last target 59. Lachain ani madif shabrochas bechupa beli microphone. Kamo shenagu avos avoseinu. The minigan kaiso. The olden days didn't have a microphone. So that's a long-standing minute. So he says, we don't do it. V'chein ani noag l'datik k'shem echabdin osi b'brocha. When I'm called up to say one of the seven brochas, v'chabim mi, v'hachmi u'levarach b'li microphone d'afke. Aval em yeis akoponam asasim kol amamis ulai lo nucha l'imchaz gara mekilin. Okay, that's what he paskin. So he said, however, Rav Vosner, Shevet Alevi, Tzulis Shevet Alevi, Chelek Yud, Tzulim Reish Men Hei, Shekhi Le'er Sword, was asked this Shaila also. He says, "Vasher shal od yim kain brichas anisun the torah hasora." Maybe also they magbir kol ain chompiel varak and kain lo noma brichas anisun basora. They're toast. Look what he says. Then the brichas anisun basora ika kevashu shom asora b'shas bracha. You need 10 people there at the time of the bracha. Okay, el chatchila tzichem l'smol. They should hear it lechatchila. Okay, but lemaita. The nature of it is to praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu and the people there. So when you hear it through a microphone, you hear it directly, that's not the issue. So maybe he said, even if not, he said, even if you don't have 10 people hearing without the microphone, it's still 10 people there, right? There's still 10 people there, they're just not hearing it. So he says, and therefore he says, so he says, Yamdu Asara Korob Lamavarak. At least usually are 10 people, right? The family and the brothers and the wedding party. There are usually 10 people. Some people stand nearby. Okay, not many people try to do that. So you can hear it without the microphone. But Lamaisa, what he's saying, I think, the Shevet Alevi, he's saying there's a din to have 10 people. So I have 10 people there. There's no din by Pearson that you taka have to hear the exact word. Mikra Megillah will be different because Mikra Megillah is more than just this. That all their words to Mikra Megillah. Right, right. There would be no difference. Okay, so that being the case, that question, our original question, Sherebach with the microphone, may revolve around this issue, what the nature of the Sherebach is. If it didn't Dover Shemekdusha, then you could argue, like any other Dover Shemekdusha, you have to have 10 people hearing it directly, a direct call, a voice, and so on. I'm not saying this is Mukhuk, you could argue, but it seems to me that way. I'm not saying, okay, if it's a din of Pirisum and so on, then it's covered when you heard this sound of the person saying the Baruch has heard some sort of reproduction. There are 10 people there who are mitzaref for the simcha and for the occasion, and maybe it's a monadic strict, and that maybe this machokas when you're buzzed and Sternberg. Again, you can argue, but I'm just suggesting maybe this also revolves around that question. I think the minigan kli, so yeah.
What about
the
ramifications
if people have hearing? That's an interesting, yeah. No different, yeah.
Right, and it's an interesting question whether you can count them. Yeah, they can't tell me. In Samhain, the references that I explained, the reference to Alexandria, they would put up flags. That's the reference they had. Alexandria would let people know when to answer me. There are 10 people who heard it. But this enormous shul, they would put up flags and say,
but
So maybe he's asking me to count towards a million. Perhaps not, of course. Not perhaps it's questionable. I don't think. I don't know. I don't know. There are truths about it. Yeah, there are. In any event, in terms of the chuppah, I think, as I said, the widespread million clients on nowadays are through the microphone. The sermon of Jenna, I think, others are mastered not to use the microphone. Want to make sure at least, I think we usually try, based on the recognition, to make sure that 10 usually are. What's that? There's usually 10 people in the first row or two anyway can hear. Sometimes there's somebody called up who says it so softly and so on, right? The people should try and say loud at least the first people in the first CEO. Then everything else revolves around the answer to our question. I'm not passing all the halamaisa. Shows up with a microphone, okay? A few children got married, so two of the weddings were microphone. The third wedding didn't have a microphone because the electricity went out in the hall. And some of the people here will remember. So we were able to be loud, so they made sure to say it loud enough so the also the hall there. Told my son at the pond. I said, see, you don't have to enter into the shiloh. You had everybody hearing. Anyway, I wish everybody a good luck.